marks 1 year since the Taliban regained control of Afghanistan. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The day is being celebrated as a national holiday. Fox's Trey Yingst from Kabul.
The population behind must adjust to this new life under the Taliban. Protests did erupt over the weekend in Kabul as women here call for work, bread, and freedom. Women here must now be covered when they're in public and may not go out alone at night. Additionally, most teenage girls are unable to study in secondary education. Despite the Taliban patrolling the streets, the security situation here remains tense. Groups like ISIS-K are still operating on the ground, and there was a bombing yesterday. As for the civilians in the capital of Kabul, we sense a lot of fear and anxiety from them. When you talk to them, they don't know what comes next, but they do know that their country has been set back decades.
Women protesting on Saturday were shot at and beaten with sticks. Another group of American lawmakers is visiting Taiwan nearly 2 weeks after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's historic visit. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
And they're there to discuss various issues of mutual interest, including U.S.-Taiwan relations, security, trade, and climate change. It's interesting, we haven't seen the same immediate reaction out of China as we saw in Speaker Pelosi's visit. Despite the island democracy being self-governed, Beijing claims Taiwan as their territory and objects to any official contact with foreign governments.
China responded to the speaker's visit by sending missiles, warships, and warplanes around Taiwan. Again, gas prices are down. Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey.
Gasoline prices dropped 45 cents per gallon in the past 3 weeks, and the price is actually down one full dollar from 9 weeks ago. The price is now $4.10 for regular.
That's 85 cents more than this time last year. She says reduced consumer demand also is driving down prices. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Alaska is among those with a primary Tuesday. Senator Lisa Murkowski faces off against Kelly Shibaka. Fox's Jonathan Hunt is in Anchorage.
Lisa Murkowski has been in the Senate for some 20 years, but she knows she's in a real fight this time around for re-election. We caught up with her at her campaign headquarters over the weekend. She said that she was trying to rile up and get ready voters across the great state of Alaska. Her difficulties are in large part because President Trump has personally campaigned against her, calling her lousy and the worst senator in the United States.
Murkowski is likely to pull through, according to some Republicans. She lost Trump's endorsement when she voted to convict the former president for his involvement in the attack on the Capitol. Another man was shot and killed today at George Floyd Square, the intersection where Floyd died in 2020 while in police custody. A second man was seriously injured. Minneapolis police say officers found two wounded men. The one died at the hospital. The condition of the other is unknown. A week earlier, 29-year-old Mohammed Omar was shot and killed in the same area. Police may increase patrols in that area after the two shootings. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise make the top three at the box office. Fox's Kathleen Maloney.
Bullet Train leads all movies in ticket sales for a second straight weekend.
I think you might be forgetting what you do for a living.
Take the gun.
Every job I do, somebody dies. I'm not that guy anymore.
Some conflicts require a gun.
The Brad Pitt action film hauling in $13.4 million. Meanwhile, a Tom Cruise sequel, Top Gun Maverick, soars back into the top three at the weekend box office with $7.2 million in ticket sales. Maverick was narrowly edged out of second place by Warner Brothers' DC League of Super Pets.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.